Justification put us in Christ. Sanctification allows Christ loose in our lives. So humility is a part of the work of God of sanctification that we have to cooperate with. So basically, how do we allow this to happen? Basically, the Bible tells us. And this is just a chronology of the basics of the Christian life. Christ will always increase in me when his word is more and more eaten as my food on which I live. The more I eat, the more I consume his word, I live by his word. I am filled with, let the word of Christ richly dwell in you. We feed on him, and then he increases in our lives. Secondly, Christ will increase when his attitudes are reflected in me as I learn from him. That's what Matthew 11:28 says. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and you're just struggling with life, and take my yoke upon you, in other words, submit to me, and learn from me. What do we learn? I am meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. Right there in Matthew 11 is the sacred trio that we're going to look at this morning. Submissiveness, humbleness, peacefulness. It all comes when Christ increases. Christ will increase when his attitudes are reflected in me, when I submit to learn from him. Christ will also increase when his actions are empowered through me. As Galatians 2:20 says, it no longer is I who live, but Christ in me. Paul said, I can't tell where I end and where Christ begins. It's just Christ is in me. And it's not me anymore that's living. It's Christ in me living. Most of us don't have that problem. We know right where we end. And we know right where we begin. And Christ is, you know, kind of trying to fit in between. But Christ increases when it's more and more a surrender to him, not I, that's living. And it's all about him, not me. It's his actions empowered through me. So it becomes no longer I who live, but Christ in me. Fourthly, when his compassion is lived out in me, Christ increases. That's what Colossians 3, we'll see that next week. That we are supposed to allow Christ's compassion to be the black tag, sit and touch and sing and pray, passion of our heart. That we go toward the needy, the sick, the lost, the blind, those in darkness, with his compassion. And like Christ, we seek to save those who are lost. And then his priorities are embraced by me. Christ increases when I am like Philippians 2:5. I let this mind be in me. I want his priorities. I want his plan to be my plan in my life. And finally, Christ will increase when his will is embraced as my goal. You know, it says in John 6:38, Jesus said, I didn't come to do my own will. I came to do the will of him that sent me. And that's why he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, not my will. He prayed it over and over. It's a repetitive tense. He constantly kept saying, not my will, not my will, but yours be done. So that's the goal. Christ increase, I decrease.